This is Press TV's Top 5. Thanks very much for joining us. We begin in Egypt, where officials say voters have overwhelmingly approved a constitution which was drafted by the military-installed government and boycotted by the opposition. The Interior Ministry says based on preliminary results, 95% of participants approved the draft. The government says the turnout may exceed 55%. The result could pave the way for the army chief to announce his candidacy for president. The two-day referendum, which ended on Wednesday evening, was marred by violent clashes between security forces and protesters. At least 11 people were killed. Nearly 450 people, mostly Muslim Brotherhood supporters, were also arrested over the past 2 days. Well, to discuss that further, we're now joined by Karim Gmanuddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Egyptian capital, Cairo. Now, Karim, tell us, come morning, how do you think Egyptians will react to this news that pretty much the constitution is a done thing?
Well, the Egyptian society, even before the beginning of the referendum, the Egyptian society is split over the new constitution that has been approved by an overwhelming majority of those who casted their ballots. But the government is saying that the initial estimates of those who casted their ballots is up to 50 or 55%. But according to many of the preliminary local polls, and also according to civil monitors, that the estimates of the turnout during the 2 days of the during the 2 days of the constitutional referendum were from 35 to 40%. Maximum. So there's a discrepancy between the official numbers and the and the percentage that has been given out by the local observers that were overseeing the process. And also the candidacy of General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. Well, go to that, those who casted their ballots on this constitution were actually casting their ballots on the popularity of the army and the candidacy of Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. But on the other hand, after should the document pass, the candidacy of Abdel Fattah el-Sisi is expected for presidency is expected to cause further divisions and further polarization in the country, as many deem Abdel Fattah el-Sisi as a polarizing figure. And it also the move or the gesture that was made by Abdel Fattah el-Sisi during a seminar, saying that he would only run for president if the if he was given a mandate from the people, was denounced by many of the revolutionaries and the youth who represent an integral role in the or who played an integral role in the 25th of Jan revolution that has ousted former dictator Hosni Mubarak, are against the revival of the Egyptian security state and are against the candidacy of General Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. And also they were against articles, several articles in the constitution, despite it was this document was deemed as a vast improvement by other liberals who were against the constitution that was written under or during Mohamed Morsi's presidency. Also, the Anti-Coup Alliance has renewed its calls for protests against the army and against what they deem as the rigging of the High Elections Commission to the...
Okay, Karim, I do apologize, but we'll have to stop it there. But of course, we do appreciate that. That was Karim Gmanuddin speaking to us live from the Egyptian capital.